This story started many, many years before today. My sweet child, 5,000 years ago you left our home. You descended onto the world stage to perform your part. You know every child enjoys playing. As you have been playing year after year, century after century, you forgot me and our home. You forgot even your own original self, and you have become very, very unhappy. My heart could no longer tolerate your sufferings, and so I have come to take you back home. You have changed so much, yet I instantly recognized you. And do you know why? Because for me, you remain as beautiful and lovely as ever. It is now the most elevated time when we can meet once again. It is the time for you to remember your true, eternal beauty. It is the time for you to recognize me. It is the time for you to realize how much I love you.
I want to share some of my experiences with God as my parents, as my mother, as my father. Generally, in the physical world, we all have our parents, but those parents actually are parents for the body. But for the soul, God is mother and also God is father. Now, when it comes to thinking of how do I feel, what did I experience that I can say that God is my mother? Because the quality of care, forgiveness, belonging, and it's like you can go to your mother anytime for anything. So I found that my first experience with God really is that He is mother first. My experience with God also had been through the instrument which He uses to give knowledge. And for me, my faith in that instrument is Brahma Baba. So first time when I met Brahma Baba, so Brahma Baba started talking to me about what are my likings, what are my habits, and what I like to do in my life. Very lovingly he wanted to know all that. And then he asked me to come and visit the headquarters at Mount Abu. So when I first time came, and I found that at every step, Baba will want to know what I like. Even for very, very simple things about what I like to eat, what I like to wear. You know, the simple way, the care. And also, there was this, you know, internal very big pull, you know, that I want to be in lap of my mother whenever I want to open my heart. Whenever I want to feel very, very gentle love and care, I think of God as my mother.
Он рукой на крылья веры силой, он повел. It is in 1960 I first came in contact with the organization. After 3 months I made my first journey to Mount Abu to meet the founder. The first impression I had from him is he is not a guru like any other gurus or the saints in India. He was having the white dress. He was not allowing me to touch his feet. He was not allowing me to put any garlands to him. And honestly, even he was not accepting money in his hand. I was surprised. But when I met him, the only interest he shown towards me was how can he make me a pure soul? In other words, how I can communicate with God? I could see the difference when I lived with Baba for 9 years. When he was whole day with we children as a father, as Brahma Baba, the total experience is different. But when Shiv Baba gives the knowledge through him in the morning classes, it was totally different. I could see it is not the Brahma Baba with whom I am living whole day. His speaking, the force, where is the comparison? The Brahma Baba of a very sweet nature, very slow talking, but Shiv Baba, when he gives knowledge through him, the force is like an express train. I remember one day a scene. We were about maybe 10-20 people sitting together, and Baba was giving the Murli to us, the daily class. Baba said, the people from all over the world will come and hear this knowledge. We were really surprised. Even in India, we are hardly at that time in few thousand. But Baba was talking about foreigners who are coming from abroad and taking this knowledge. But it came true. After 1983, really I am happy to see whatever Baba said was true, and today we have people from 100 countries.
Это имя Шива, Бог Отец. Это имя Шива, Бог Творец. Благодетель мира, океан. Ты пришел к нам сюда, наш родной Мадуба. Празднует.
Baba means two Babas, two fathers. One is the Supreme Father, incorporeal Father, our eternal Father, Father of the soul. The other Baba is our corporeal, spiritual Father. He is Brahma Baba. So the two Babas together, they founded this organization and are running it. So I will narrate an experience while the corporeal Baba was in his body. That Baba is so big a server, wants to please everyone. You know, during these games, it became our habit every day after lunch that Baba will call us and play something with us. So one such occasion, Baba did not call me. So I was hovering around Baba's room. And Baba's attendant sister, Lakshu, as you know, she came out. And I asked, Baba has not called us. She said, okay, I will ask Baba. So Baba says, you come along and bring your colleagues also for the game. On that particular day, Baba was reclining and having a quilt on his body. And Baba was losing so many games. Normally, Baba will be a winner. So I was wondering why it is happening. This has never happened. So I asked sister, that in charge, Lachu, that what is the matter? She said Baba has 102 or 103 fever. And even in the state of that fever, Baba has called you because you had requested. So this shows how much Baba, even at the cost of his own health and inconvenience, Baba will be pleasing his children.
Разлучаться с тобой не хочу. Я за окнами вижу тебя. Заходи, будь со мною всегда. Не выходим на сцену во двор. Мы с тобою сидим за окном. здесь нам с бабой вдвоем. Мы в блаженстве сидим за окном. Баба трижды дает мне сейчас, что дается на карту лишь раз. Не кручу интеллект никуда, только взглядом я вижу тебя. Свет твой яркий, такой золотой, ты родной мне Всевышний святой. Близкой встречи с тобою я ждал, 5000 лет я тебя не видал. И как только увидел тебя, ты зашел, осчастливил меня. Ты сказал, что ты смерть всех смертей, убедился я в истине сей. Стрелы знания в сердце пустил и любовью своею убил.
Different kinds of children used to come to meet Baba. When small children used to come, Baba would exactly behave like a small child, so that the children would feel that Baba is their friend. And when the mothers will come, Baba will give them the feeling as if Baba is also a mother. He will behave like their companion. And when the brothers, the grown-up brothers would come, Baba would meet them as a brother, would embrace them, laugh with them, joke with them. And when the officers would come, then he was official, would have a serious meeting with them, like a serious teacher. So as was the child, Baba used to play the part accordingly. One thing is very interesting. In Baba's hut, Baba used to sit to meet with the children, and Baba always had some sweet choli with him. A small sparrow used to come, and when some particles of the sweet choli fall down on the ground, the small sparrow will pick them up and eat. And therefore Baba used to keep a separate piece for the sparrow and tell to me, keep this separately for the sparrow, for this child sparrow, because she eats little, let her take the full share. And when Baba left his body and we were offering bhog, even at that time, that same sparrow came in the hall. I told Dadi, Dadi, look, the same sparrow has come. And from that bhog, bhog was offered to this sparrow also.
Вы послушайте немножко, я сыне расскажу. У меня ребенок крошка, на руках его держу. Он мне шепчет, поиграй, и протягивает рай. В дождь идем с ним по дорожке, он начнет со мной играть. Омываю его ножки и укладываю спать. Перед сном мы видим сказки, необычные для всех. Эти сказки не прекраски, об удачливой судьбе. У него золотые кудри, на подушку к ним прильну. Он глазами меня слушает, когда с ним говорю. А какой уж он послушный, вам не снилось и во сне. Он очистит меня душу своей верностью ко мне. Вах, неужто это все в моей судьбе. Как начну кормить из ложки, ну-ка руки умывай. Он покажет мне ладошки, а в ладошках целый рай. И ручонкой словно нежность он мне гладит по щеке. Отдаю свою я вечность за его любовь ко мне. И в любой моей работе помогает как большой, а улыбкой как поможет, снимет тяжесть как рукой. За такого вот ребенка мало жизнь свою отдать, для меня родней родного в целом мире не сыскать. Ах, неужто это все в моей судьбе? И любовь лишь к одному в своем сердце сберегу. Мои мысли — это руки, крепко сына обниму, крепко сына обниму. Я не чувствую с ним трудность, вдохновенью нет конца. Его дрижки, взгляд ребенка, а советы мудреца. С ним всегда легко и просто, не нуждается ни в чем, не имеет капли эго, даже тельца он лишен. Он всего лишь точка света, свет любви и чистоты. Это просто образ Шивы, просто образ истины. И не нужны распашонки, даже обувь ни к чему. Сохраню его в объятиях и заботой окружу. Вах, неужто это все в моей судьбе? А умом я преклоняюсь пред такою чистотой, ибо я счастливый только, если рядом он со мной. Но он в блаженстве вечном, он невинен, как всегда. Его счастье бесконечно, просто любит он меня. И любовь его сильна, ах, любовь его верна.
I was very fortunate because when I was 19, I had the experience of falling in love with God. And from that time on, I only had one thought in my mind, and that was that I wanted my life to belong to God. And 6 weeks after I'd taken the introductory course, I had this experience that I wanted my life to be one of surrender to God, because I was experiencing so much love for God and so much love from God. I wrote a letter to Baba, Brahma Baba, and he sent me a telegram. And I was visiting India at that time with my Laukiks, my relations. And in the letter, in the telegram, Baba then wrote that I should come immediately to Madhuban. And coming to Madhuban, it was really a feeling that this was my contract for life, that I was not just being engaged to God, but being married to God. And when people around me at that time were saying that I hadn't lived in India, it was very difficult physical conditions, there were no facilities, it was going to be a very hard situation, I didn't feel any of those things. I felt that I was in love, and the most important thing for me was to be with my beloved. And so really it didn't matter to me 1%. And that determined thought, and Baba accepted me with much love, and soon afterwards I was living in a center. And the first center I was in was actually quite comfortable, no problem. But I had never been accustomed to washing 6 yards of material, a sari. I had not been used to washing even a handkerchief. But there was this feeling, love is more important than anything else. And so God's love was so powerful that although my lifestyle had a dramatic change, it was no problem. And in fact, some weeks after being in a center, I was asked to go to another big city, but where the center was quite small and the facilities were quite primitive. I won't describe them, but that's the best word I can use, that they were primitive. And yet again, there was absolutely no feeling that there was any deprivation or a lack of anything, or that I'm having to give up something or renounce something. Easy. The other thing was that I felt totally secure, knowing that God is my protector, God is responsible for me, and I don't have to worry about anything at all. God is going to look after me. So long as I am faithful and loyal in my relationship with God, God is responsible. And so when I think of God as my bridegroom, I think, well, what am I offering to God? Okay, maybe I have some fruits and flowers, maybe I don't. Maybe I have external things, maybe I don't. But are my thoughts of the highest, noble, pure quality that I can offer to God with love? Is my life following God's directions, God's instructions, so that then my life can be a sacred offering to God? Is my heart so pure, so clean, that it's worth offering to God? And so the love of the Beloved is one that has transformed my own life. And when there is that feeling of my surrender to God, then one has this beautiful feeling of God's surrender to the soul, in the sense that whatever it is God has, God keeps nothing back. God gives everything to the soul.
Бабы чистые, бабы сладкие, мой родной. живу тобой, любуюсь на рассвете. Об руку хожу всегда с тобой, жизнь свою тебе я посвящаю. Тяжесть прошлых дней все отдаю. Каждый взгляд и каждое дыхание, потому что я тебя люблю.
कोई भी बात छोटी है चाहे मोटी है उसके हवाले कर देते हैं, वो जाने बात जाने।
God, हम तो सद्गुरु फॉर मी,
बैठी हो
ट्रू गुरु,
उसके ट्रू
गाइड
रही हो।
वॉट एवर सिचुएशन कम्स,
बुद्धि अच्छी
स्मॉल और बिग, आई जस्ट पास इट ऑन टू हिम। He has taught me how to follow his direction. He has given me such a good intellect. I am sitting on the door of the truth. By following his Srimad, I remain away, free from the influence of the dictates of my own mind or the dictates of others. Sadhguru has completely freed me. He has given me mukti and jivan mukti. His merciful vision, his blessed vision has liberated me from all karmic bondages. I am under his canopy of protection. He knows what is happening in my heart. He enables me to earn at every step. He takes me to the land of truth. He has made me truth. He has taught me that the one who is truth always dances. And therefore, this is his main teaching. Remain truthful and honest, because the Lord is pleased with the honest heart.
सच बना सिखाया, कहता है बस तुम सच्ची रहो, सच्ची दिल पर साहब राजी।
Океан любви поплыву лишь выше солнца, дальше синих звезд, не достигнет даже свет луны своего ребенка. Баба ждет, призывая силы тишины.
One day, Baba said, "Today, I visited subtle world. Avek Baba showed me a very beautiful tree, a tree of humanity. Baba said, ask Vishwaratan to paint it. And then Baba asked me, child, will you paint it? I said, yes, Baba. Because I was convinced that Shiv Baba is giving directions through Brahma Baba. And so I decided, I must accept every instruction and carry it out with all my heart and soul. It did not matter whether I knew how to do a particular job or not, or whether I had any experience in doing it. I said, yes. Baba had already given the knowledge of the tree. Baba had told that this world is like an inverted tree, and the seed of this tree is Shiv Baba, who is up above. From this seed sprouts the trunk of the deities, and from there all the branches of other religions appear after the golden and silver ages. Some days later in Murli class, Baba said, just as the Kalpa tree explains how the world passes through the golden, silver, copper and iron ages, and how this order repeats, so this should be explained with the help of the world cycle. I began making the world cycle picture, and Baba gave me continual directions to refine it. In a few days, we had a good design of the world cycle. To edit the book on spiritual knowledge, a quality copy of this picture was to be created urgently. Baba said to me, you must finish it by Monday. Therefore, first by myself, I drew the design in pencil, which took me a whole day and night. I did not have a wink of sleep. On second day, two more sisters and myself took up our positions and spent 2 days and two nights over it. Again, without a moment's sleep, the work finished by 4 a.m. On the fourth day, that is on Monday morning, we took bath and went to the class. Then the whole of Baba's Murli centered on this single point. How an obedient, faithful, an honest child who follows Srimad sits on Baba's heart throne and then on the throne of the future kingdom of golden age.
Ye mehma kiski suni? Parlokik परम प्रिय परम पिता परम आत्मा अर्थात परमात्मा, फिर उसको याद करते हैं भगत, जो भी हो, बंदगी करने वाले हो, साधना करने वाले हो, भक्ति करने वाले हो, वो सभी याद उनको करते हैं। उसका नाम फिर पतित पावन भी है। बच्चे जानते हैं कि भारत पावन था और प्रवृत्ति मार्ग था, प्रवृत्ति मार्ग है श्री लक्ष्मी नारायण, तो प्रवृत्ति मार्ग का धर्म था जिसको आदि सनातन देवी देवता धर्म कहा जाता था।
I took to spiritual side, spiritual study at a very young age, when I was hardly about 16 years of age. After some time, I was introduced to the spiritual understanding as envisioned by the Brahma Kumaris. And while learning the third or fourth lesson, I had beautiful experience in soul consciousness and God consciousness. I value that experience very much. And it was after about 2 weeks.
while studying the spiritual knowledge. There came a suggestion that the knowledge we were learning was coming from Supreme Father through the medium of Brahma Baba. And if we wished, we could write to Supreme Father, care of Brahma Baba. I was very young, just in my early 20 years age, very inspired to write to God. And I wrote a letter introducing myself, what I was doing, what were my interests, how much I loved God and wished to do something. To my surprise, after about 10 days, my teacher told me, the reply to your letter has been received. And I was thrilled. I wanted to know what it was. The wording of the letter I still remember was, unto sweet child Nirvair, that's my name, love and remembrances, received your letter. Now that you have recognized your Supreme Father, you can claim your right to the golden-aged, double-crowned sovereignty of 100% purity, health, wealth, and happiness through the power of Raja Yoga meditation. A day would come when the father and the child would meet face to face with each other, convey lots and lots of love and remembrances to your friends. I was so thrilled because no one in the world ever writes such a letter. It was so unique. What would you do if you were in my place? I wrote a letter back to, and I developed so much love for the Supreme Father by writing such love letters and receiving the replies. When I wrote 2 pages, I received 4 pages. Then I wrote 6 pages, I received 8 pages. It became a love story till I came to meet him face to face.
Бабому перед тобой сижу и вижу облик твой облик излучение света доброты, о, безмолвие, бестелесность — это ты. Баба, баба мой, лицом к лицу сижу и вижу образ твой. Ты воплощение любви, ты сам покой. О, ты знание свет, ты родничок живой. Баба, баба мой.
пред тобой сижу и вижу облик твой. Ты океан блаженства, счастья и любви. Ты знанье льешь дождем святой воды. Баба, баба мой, ты разбудил, поднял из мертвых я живу. Кружит нас музыка, сияние твое. О, объявлен танец знаний мы вдвоем.